Well, John was a huge champion for the auto industry, and equally important, I think, to him was that he was, by doing so, was a champion for all the union people who depended on it for their livelihood. There wasn't a piece of legislation that affected the industry that John wasn't in their full board protecting the industry and, again, like I said, the people who worked for it. Over 60 years, I mean, anything that came about, John was a bulldog to make sure that that our interests here in Michigan were protected.
What did it mean to have someone in Congress for nearly six decades fighting for Michigan?
Well, it was huge. John was a true champion for working people during that 59 years that he was in Congress, and it was huge to us here in Michigan, and we had a lot of seniority at that time. You had John and Sandra Levin and John Conyers, but John was the dean, and he was always there for us. He was always looking out for the people of Michigan, and he had such great legislative accomplishments. I'm not sure you'll ever see any one person who could claim to have their name on as many huge pieces of legislation as John Dingell. And John was blessed. To know that his legacy would continue through the work of his beloved wife, Debbie, not many of us get that. That had to be a comfort to him.
Do you have any personal kind of memories of him talking with you or talking with members?
The one that keeps coming back to me, I remember being in his office in Washington, and John had all this memorabilia, and I was just in his office, and I was just awed sitting there by the history of it all. But John was so humble and such a kind man, but his humor is what I'll never forget. John was a funny, funny man. He had this sense of humor about him that sometimes you wouldn't even see it coming, and then he'd be laughing hours afterwards by his wit. But I remember being in his office that time and almost intimidated, you know, but John was so kind and so humble that he made you feel so at ease.
Well, that was Ron Bieber, president of the Michigan AFL-CIO. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Oh, thank you.